Good morning, Greg.
Thank you so much for taking the call, and how are you today?
I'm really well, thank you very much.
Excellent. Now, you have or you are undertaking quite a significant cycle, aren't you, for a very important cause. Tell us a bit about it.
Yes, Greg. So what we're doing, I'm part of the Moy Square Wheelers here in the Moy in County Tyrone. So we're cycling around the whole of Northern Ireland and Donegal and back to the Moy to raise awareness for ovarian cancer. So it's roughly about 900k in total. We started the first leg of it. We did that last Saturday here in the north, and we're starting now again on Monday, and we're working our way through into Greencastle and then the whole way through Inishowen and Rathmullen, Dunfanaghy, Drawer, down to Donegal town and back home again. And we're basically trying to get that wee message out there about the symptoms of ovarian cancer and make women aware of that disease.
And women sometimes can be a bit brave for their own good, and I mean that in a very nice way, can't they, Mary? Because, you know, with responsibilities and not wanting to stress people out and keeping a house together, that even if you are aware of the symptoms, you have to act on it too, don't you? And we'll talk a bit more about that, of course, as well.
Absolutely. It's just, I think it's one of those things, and it's no joke when we say women are always multitasking. Mm. And, you know, this time of year in particular, summer holidays, you know, you could be a grandmother and you think, right, I've got the grandchildren, you know, over summer holidays for time, or the children are off school, or I'm really busy at work and have loads going on, holidays booked, all those things that you think goodness are really important. And they are, but, you know, I would say to everyone, it's just, you know, stop for a minute, think of your health and your well-being and the symptoms that hopefully I'm going to get to say to you in a wee minute. If you have any of the symptoms, you know, make that appointment with your GP, get yourself checked over, just make sure that you're perfectly fine and you're okay. But on those rare occasions when it is a little bit serious and it's sinister and potentially there could be ovarian cancer there, time is absolutely of the essence, and you need to get in there. And, you know, I don't want to sound a scaremonger or anything like that, but, you know, just think, those holidays sound fantastic and they're so important and your job's so important and we're so busy with meetings and looking after grandchildren, but, you know, you're the most important person, and if you weren't there for your family, you know, just it would be horrendous.
Yeah, we have to play the long game.
Put yourself first.
We have to play the long game, don't we? You know, not the short game and think, well, I don't want to stress anyone out now, or there's nothing wrong with me, even though maybe you know there is. You know, you have to think about the long, and we're going to go through those symptoms, but just the importance of early diagnosis in cancer, not least ovarian cancer. The outcomes are so much more improved, aren't they, with early diagnosis?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Ovarian Cancer Society there in Ireland would say 92%. That's fantastic survival rates. If you get it at stage one, which is the earliest stages, the survival rates are literally 92%+. And that is amazing. However, if you're picking it up, like, the, you know, unfortunately, the vast majority of women are picking it up at stage three and advanced, you're down to potentially 45, 46% survival rate. And, you know, the prognosis is not good. It's more a battle then just for survival. And really, it's one of those diseases. And that's why I'm just, I suppose, a bit passionate about it. If you can get those symptoms early, if you are proactive and you are persistent, like, right, something's not right here, I need to go and see my GP just to get it checked over, you could potentially save your life. And that's not, you know, an under...
it's not an exaggeration. Yeah, exactly.
It's not.
Now, so give us some of the symptoms people should look out for.
Okay. Well, one of the first ones, Greg, would be the bloated tummy. And when I say bloated, I mean it rises up your tummy, your abdomen distends, but it doesn't go back down. So it's not as if you've eaten a meal and think, oh goodness, that just grazed me. Or, you know, just something that lasts for an hour or two and then you feel better. This is where your tummy distends, and you'll notice it stays that way. And day by day, you might even notice it getting a little bit larger. And you might even start, goodness, you know, what am I getting on weight here? Or
so when you say distends, sorry, Mary, does that mean it might be bloated towards the bottom? Or
bloated.
What? Okay.
Bloated tummy.
Okay,
and, you know, Jenna, you will notice it starts to get a little bit bloated. And, you know, the other thing about that is you might actually be eating a lot less, so you feel full much more quickly. So a couple of bites of the dinner, hey goodness, you know, I don't really want to finish that, I'm okay. So in a reality, you could actually be losing a little bit of weight but putting it on around the tummy area. And then usually in conjunction with that is you could be going to the loo a little bit more, because if there is a little bit of growth or something in there, it could be pushing into the bladder area, and that tends to make you go to the loo a little bit more. And then there might be a little bit of pain, discomfort down there in the abdomen as well, because if there's a little growth in the tumour, and, you know, it's amazing the number of women have said different things, that they literally got up, you know, from the table and they just felt this pain in the side, or they bent down to pick up a toy or pick up a book and there was a shooting pain around them. So it's not that you're walking about in agony, it just could be this sort of pain that comes, and that could potentially just be the tumour moving slightly and causing that, you know, sharp pain on it. So those would be some of the main symptoms, and generally you don't have to have them all. It could be just the bloatness, I'd say, is a classic one, and that feeling of discomfort down there, and there's just, you know, something not right, and going to the loo more is a very common one. And again, just maybe the appetite's not as good as it was. Those are all the classic symptoms of ovarian cancer. And unfortunately, Greg, they're also the symptoms of IBS and other less serious conditions. And
we don't want to self-diagnose here, Mary. You know, that's the key thing. If you don't put it down to something that's more sort of appealing to our, you know, how we want to feel. If any of this twigs with people, go to your GP. And the earlier you go, the better it could be for you and everyone around you.
Absolutely. I couldn't put it better myself. Just get in there. Don't be afraid. Go and just say what's happening and what you know, what your concerns are. And I know I'm going to say to you, Greg, that in my case, because I can only speak from experience, I got what was known as a CA125 blood test. And it was done routinely by the GP just as a precaution. You know, he's done all these other blood tests and said, well, just do the CA125. It'll come back nothing. It'll be fine. That's actually like a tumour marker. It's one that they use with ovarian cancer. And that picked up for me that there was something going wrong, and that for me was my red flag. When I got that, I said, you know, I know something's wrong here. I just need to run with this, and I need to be persistent, and I need to get this checked out. I need to get the scans done. And that was really a lifesaver. I literally took that blood test and I thought, you know, I know I'm not right. I know there's something wrong here. And I know if it's ovarian cancer, it's really serious, and I need to get in there.
Yeah. And, you know, we're talking obviously to women directly, but let's not forget the responsibility of friends, mums, dads, husbands, boyfriends, whatever. That, you know, often we reach out in our health, don't we? Sort of bounce it off someone and go, you know, I just feel a little bit like that there. And then, you know, we think the right thing to do is, it'll be grand, it'll settle down.
Yes.
But maybe off the back of this conversation, someone might say, and it's not the nicest conversation to have, but, you know, I heard on the radio today, maybe you should just go and just be sure.
Do you know, Greg, I just heard a story recently, and it was on the Facebook page, and we have a wee Facebook page set up, which is just Be Ovarian Cancer Aware. But, you know, there was two people had got in contact. It was a son and a daughter, and they actually just said, you know, maybe we could get mum now to go to the doctor. And this was two children that basically had probably picked up that she wasn't well, or were maybe trying to get her to go and be seen. And it's actually quite sad, you know, they were literally saying, maybe now she'll go and get that appointment. Maybe there was a woman that just didn't want to, was too afraid and thought, I don't really want to find out if there's anything. And there was the children saying, look, you know, she maybe needs to go. And that you've just hit it on the nail. It affects everybody, not just the person, but the family circle and you know, just those wee casual conversations. Like, goodness, you know, maybe I just, do you think I put on weight there or something? And somebody else is picking it up for you. It honestly is a lifesaver. And it just, the stats, the vast majority of women will not have ovarian cancer.
Of course.
There's lots of
And people shouldn't be alarmed if people shouldn't be alarmed if they're hearing things this morning that, you know, they think, well, that sounds like what I have. It's not to be alarmist, it's to inform and give people advice that can help them. And if they are, God forbid, sick, to help them get better. You know, we often, these conversations, I'm the worst for this, Mary. I listen to these and I really get worried and I wonder, why are they talking about that on the radio? Yeah. You know, it's Saturday morning. But this is positive. Yes. This is about giving people the opportunity to live long and healthy lives. And I think we should sort of, you know, change your attitudes a bit in that regard. So you're cycling. When does that start, or has it started, or when will it be in Donegal?
Right, we're hitting Donegal now on the 11th of July. So we're in there and we're going to be in Greencastle and we're going to do the Inishowen Peninsula down in Clancranna. Mm. So ferry across, and then we're starting in Rathmullen on the 12th of July, and we're doing a lovely cycle up around Port Salon, Carrigart into Dunfanaghy, doing the Atlantic Drive. And then we're staying there for the 12th night and the 13th. So we'll just have a relaxing day up there on the 13th and enjoying the company and the crack. And then on the 14th, we're going to head down to Ardrawarra. And then from then...
Where are you going?
We're going down to our drawer.
I thought you said our drawer. I was going to say,
no,
I want to make sure I want to make sure you get there. I've heard a few.
That's my pronunciation.
I've heard a few pronunciations, but that one was out there.
I know. I knew as soon as I said that. I know it's not going to sound right.
It's just some people know.
Skimming over that one.
Our drawer.
From there, then we're down to Donegal Town, and
excellent.
Then the last leg up. So it'll be lovely, great. You know, if there's any cyclists in the club,
join
out
in.
There,
yeah.
Please come and join us. Mm. And, you know, if you see us out on the road, just give us a wee wave. Let us know that you support us. And hopefully, you know, that jogs a wee memory there for somebody who thinks, you know what, that I remember that wee conversation
excellent.
On the radio was about. You know, maybe I'll mention it to Mum or say to someone. Because you've hit it on the nail. It's all about those wee conversations that you have with people. And it's not scaremonger, just pure awareness. And if we can get those stats in Ireland down a little bit, and I am totally convinced we can. I honestly
Yeah, and the stats are 300 women diagnosed with ovarian cancer each year. That's in Northern Ireland. 180 women with 120 losing their lives. And we can get that number down. Ovarian-cancer.ie.
Yes.
People might want to follow what you're doing on Facebook. Where
yes.
will they go there,
We're
Mary?
On the at Be Ovarian Cancer Aware. So that's BE Ovarian Cancer Aware. So that's our wee Facebook page with all our wee signs and symptoms in there.
Yeah.
Little, you know, our pictures up of what we're doing and where we're at on our wee route. So yeah, it'd be lovely if people just, you know, hooked up with our wee Facebook page, and obviously the official websites for ovarian cancer as well. Just wherever, just you go in there and get those wee, the knowledge that I would say is your a lifesaver policy. Just go in there, put it in your back pocket, always know the signs and symptoms. And, you know, hopefully you never need them ever, but if they ever present themselves, you won't be afraid to go to the GP and say, look, will you check this out for me? Just, I'm aware that ovarian cancer is out there, and it's, you know, it's a very serious illness,
okay.
And I would like you to rule it out for me, please.
Superb, Mary. Thank you for coming on the programme. Enjoy the cycle.
And
people can get involved and support you and heed the advice. I think it's great advice.
Please.
And thanks
please.
So much, Mary, for coming on.